And now sounds of Area 54.
Something in the air tonight. Feeling that you have that could change your life. Something burning up inside. I reach out for you and our hearts collide. Heart on fire, I reach out to you tonight. Heart on fire, I reach out to you tonight. Heart on fire, I reach out to you tonight. Heart on fire, I reach out to you tonight.
To you. présent. だけどなるのはきっと難しいね。ヒーローって何なんだ。ググっちゃダメダメ。そんな時でもかぶり物じゃ逃げられちゃうよ。やっぱりドキッ。
all the souvenirs in my memories got me ruining my soul. But if you tell me what I should be offering,
so on it stays in the air. Oh, Area 54. Music from the future.
When I'm at the pearly gates, this will be on my videotape.
Area 54, Tim and Mike with you here. Just played a track by Radiohead. The song we played was called Videotape off their album In Rainbows. Then Hi-Fi Mike did a song called Secretly Watching. How much did you pay for that Radiohead album when you got it, Mike?
It was free.
Oh, but you had to choose how much money you were going to pay him for.
Oh, Radiohead sent it to me.
Oh, that was nice of them.
Yeah.
Oh, good guys. That Secretly Watching songs off the Chill Out Sessions. And we always get emails when we play that song. So
speaking of paying for that album, it's really good.
Is it?
I was kind of holding off listening to that album. You know, it's like I wasn't really happy with their little business model of offering it for free or for whatever you wanted to donate, basically.
Sure. But
musically, it's a good album. It's a really good Radiohead album.
Ah, good. I look forward to it. Actually, I'm a Radiohead fan anyway. I think they're pretty good. Waldeck before that did a song called Memories off of Ballroom Stories. And the Pinkertones did a song called Le Heroes that was remixed by the Torpedo Boys and can be found on the Pinkertones remix album called More Colors. They originally came out with an album called A Million Color Revolution and got a lot of critical acclaim. And a lot of they sent it out to some of the top DJs in the world and came back with a really cool remix album. Start off the whole set with a new cut copy. Their new album, their forthcoming album, is going to be called In Ghost Colors. And the song we played was called for you is called Hearts on Fire. Definitely cut copy. In touch with their 80s roots, I would imagine. They like the 80s music, don't you think?
I've heard a couple of other songs off this album, and they've got a little more poppy on the album. Definitely, yeah, like you said, like 80s pop.
Yeah, they came out with their last album, and it was a little harder edged, and I think what they found their most commercial success was off the most commercial sounding tracks. What do you know?
What was the most commercial sounding track on that album? Probably Saturday.
Saturdays is probably that was a good song. We played that here on the Chill Show a bit.
It was a good album. Now this album isn't out till March stateside. They're actually going to be in Austin at the South by Southwest Music Festival. They're doing three shows there, kind of together with their label. So it's going to be a showcase on the Modular label.
Oh, good.
So it'll be a fun event. So Radiohead was giving away the album for free, or you could, you know, pick your price, right? Basically,
yeah.
And I guess half the people still paid something for the album. Do you think this would work with most acts, or only with a major label, major acts like Radiohead?
Well, it's a time commitment on their part. I mean, I guess what they figure is if they're going to put it out on the internet, they have to pay, you know, their internet service provider and for their time and making the album.
That's pennies.
Okay. Well, that's if you consider yourself your time worth pennies, or if you just want to do it to, I always like to say, make history. They just want to try something different. You know, I don't think that's going to be their business model that they're setting the standard for. I love how you call that the business model. It's not really a business model.
Giving away stuff isn't a business model.
It's not.
Eventually, you got to pay the bills, right?
That's right. Eventually, you got to eat.
But, you know, most artists, like I think Madonna was getting the most from an album. Like she was getting $2, right, for every album from the label.
That's quite a bit of money,
when she was on Warner Brothers per album, which was twice as much as most people, even the top artists, make. So if they're selling these albums for $5 or $6 on average, they're doing pretty good.
Absolutely, they are. There's not much into it after once it's made.
Yeah, it's just a digital file.
That's right.
It's nothing there anymore once you get it up there. It's just bits and pieces and more music here.
O's and ones.
That's right. Anyway, what do we have lined up here? Oh, we're going to play a track off Buka Shade. They've got a DJ Kicks release out, which is kind of their favorite tracks that they put together as a continuous mix. They got a track on here by a band called the Masada Monarchy called The Things I Saw. It's Tim and Mike, Area 54.